Average car prices are going up, but there are some ways to make sure you get a good deal.
WTOP saves you money with Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Hillary. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Big question. What do we need to look up before we go to the dealer to make sure we're getting a good price?
The greatest thing nowadays is that you can get all kinds of good info before you go to the dealers, which makes the whole procedure less painful. So you could start, for example, at a website called TrueCar.com. That's the website actually that gives us a lot of data for our annual car rankings, which you will find in the March issue of Kiplinger's or at Kiplinger.com. But besides the info we get for the rankings, TrueCar will give you, if you're interested in a particular vehicle, they'll give you a price report that can show the average transaction price for that vehicle. It can give you a target price. It can show you how that compares with a sticker price. So you can really go in very well armed for your negotiations. And actually, in our rankings, we give you the invoice price as well. So you know exactly where in the great scheme of things this car is priced and how much you should pay.
We often hear and see the ads for leasing a car. Are we actually better off leasing than buying right now?
A lot of people are. In fact, leasing is expected to account for about 30% of new car transactions this year. And it used to be that leasing was limited or not exactly limited, but specialized in a high price vehicles. But now mainstream automakers like Honda and Toyota are joining the parade of leasers. They're offering very good deals. And also the costly electric vehicles that you read a lot about, like the Nissan Leaf and the Chevrolet Volt, they're very expensive to buy. So they're not exactly big sellers. So they are being leased for less money. So if you have an interest in this type of vehicle, but you don't have the cash to pay for it, a lease can be a good deal.
Janet, we only have 20 seconds, but when you've settled on a price, there's the whole thing about financing. What do folks need to know?
Well, one thing, financing across the board is pretty good right now, and I think you should check with your bank or your credit union. The average rate on car loans from those institutions is a little bit over 4%. But you can get 2 or 3% on certain models, 0% on some car models. In November, which was the latest month for which we had statistics, a 60-month auto loan averaged about 2.5% from all sources. So keep that number in mind, and you can use that as a benchmark against which you can measure what the dealer is offering you or what your financial institution is offering you.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.